Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Friday. That's right, Friday, January 30th, 2015. I hope you're having an amazing Friday so far. So many of you are so excited because it is the weekend, and I know Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. Who are you going to be rooting for? Me? You know what? I'm not even going to be rooting for anybody. It doesn't even matter. I haven't watched the Super Bowl in a couple of years. Don't judge me for that. It's just not something that really interests me. I'm not that big into football because you know why? I'm too busy trying to help people figure out how to get their most ripped, insanely lean, fit, healthy bodies humanly possible. So when you ask me, what are you doing on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday? Probably legs or shoulders or something like that. Either way, I hope you have an amazing, amazing weekend if I don't do a recording then. But last night I was supposed to be doing a recording for you guys. I am so sorry for that. My nose just got completely plugged up. I couldn't breathe. So that's not going to make for a very good recording. I'm sorry about that. But today I want to tell you about something that just came across my desk. My wife, theveganmedicaldoctor.com, sent me an article today that was entitled "Possible Link Between Red Meat Consumption and Increased Cancer Risk Identified." That's right. Scientists believe that they have found the specific compound that is responsible for causing cancer in people who consume red meat. It's this sugar. Believe it or not, it's a sugar in all red meat that is called NEU5GC. Which is found in most carnivores, but not humans. Even though humans can't synthesize this molecule, and I'm quoting the article, it has been found in high levels in some cancerous tissues. They're saying that it is a carcinogen. These are scientists from the University of California, San Diego, that have come up with this. And it is the first study to show that mimicking the situation in humans increases the development of spontaneous cancer in mice. Now, this is kind of cool. Now we all know this. I mean, we've known that eating meat leads to cancer. We know this, but it's interesting that we now know. We now think we're actually getting closer to identifying what the actual compound is. Not that it really helps. I mean, think about it. It's not like you can remove this from meat. It's just it's a component in meat. It's unavoidable. But this is what cracks me up. The very last quote from one of the lead researchers, Ajit Varki, says, "Now, of course, moderate amounts of red meat can be a source of good nutrition in young people. We hope that our work will eventually lead the way to practical solutions for this catch-22. Listen, Ajit, what are you smoking, man? Moderate amounts of red meat can be a source of good nutrition. What good nutrition are you referring to? Is it the saturated fats? Is that what you're talking about? Is it the animal protein that actually causes the cancer? What are you talking about? I'm sure he's talking about protein, but my God, ladies and gentlemen, you can get so much better, easily digestible protein so many different ways. I think it's a good start. It's a fascinating article. It's something that you should definitely send to all of your meat-eating friends who are wondering, I don't know, I seem to be doing okay on meat. It has all these good benefits, like giving me protein, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's an interesting article. If you want to get a copy of it or check out a link, just go to the Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Again, today is January 30th, and you'll see it underneath my January 30th posts. And enjoy. Feel free to share it and read it. Let me know what your comments are on that. But anyway, let's see what else I wanted to do. I've been getting a lot of emails and messages lately, so I wanted to respond to some of those on the air because I thought they could benefit. I guess the answers to these questions could definitely benefit some of a lot of you who are listening to the show right now and you want to know. I'll give you an example. Zach Schiff, thanks so much, Zach, for sending me this message. He said, "I just listened to your podcast on banana ice cream. I don't have a Vitamix, but I have a Nutribullet. Do you think it would work the same, or would the bananas harm the blades?" Here's the thing. I've never used a Nutribullet to create banana ice cream before. And if for those of you who've ever made it, you know, what it requires is that you take the frozen bananas and you use this stick, it's a tamper, and you shove the bananas down into the blades. Now, it works on a Vitamix because the Vitamix motor is so powerful, it will keep going even with the most resistance, well, at least, you know, the toughest foods that you could use. And with the Nutribullet, I don't believe you have a tamper. I don't believe that you have an ability to shove the food down to the blades. If I'm right, it's just a capsule, and you close it, and it blends, but you don't have any ability to push anything down. So I don't know if it would work just because of that alone. Unfortunately, the weight of a frozen banana is not heavy enough to let it really go down and be forced into getting carved into a nice ice cream type slush. The other thing too is I would also be worried about burning the motor out in the Nutribullet. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the Nutribullet works both with AC, so you can plug it in, and with battery. I think it works both. Yeah, I don't know if the motor is going to be strong enough. I'd be worried about burning it out. I remember before I had the Vitamix, my wife and I, we went through about five different regular blenders because we just burned the motor out trying to blend vegetables. It just doesn't work very well. So hopefully that answers your question. Sorry if it's not the answer that you want. I don't know if the Vitamix, I mean, hey, for those of you, if you've ever tried using a Nutribullet to create banana ice cream and it worked, please let me know. I'll let everybody else know on the show. But anyway, I want to talk to you about something that just came up today with one of my training clients. And he woke up this morning. He did a whole fat loss day yesterday, at least his version of a fat loss day. And he woke up all pissed off because he gained a pound. Now, I did an episode. I'm sorry. I shared a video about this a couple of weeks back on what happens. What do you do when you feel like you're doing everything? You're doing weight loss training. You're doing a weight loss diet. And you wake up and you're a pound heavier. What would explain that? And this is so easy. And now it's important to realize that if you're eating in a way that's not putting fat on, so that means that you're not eating any high insulin stimulating carbohydrates or meat, hopefully, then there's just no way that you can put fat on because you just don't have the ability to create the fat. You're not stimulating the hormones for fat creation, and you just don't have the raw materials to create the fat. So you don't have to worry about that. And especially if on top of that, you are working out in a way that is burning fat, like doing some hardcore high intensity interval training, aerobics, then you don't have to worry about any fat being gained, even if your body weight is heavier the next day. What could explain that? Well, there's a couple things that are going on. So what I had, he was doing a pretty hard, high-intensity interval resistance training routine. So for those of you who are, if you've purchased my vegan tummy tightener, the workout that he did was the day five workout. And it's a pretty intense workout, but he was doing some exercises that he's never done before. So one of those things were, right after he did 30 minutes of the fat killer interval cardio training, so this is a high intensity interval cardio, which he was totally familiar with, we went right into an exercise trio, which was pre-stretch crunches, right side planks, followed by more pre-stretch crunches and left side planks. Now, this is harder than he's ever worked his abs in his entire life. He's never hit his obliques that hard before with 50 solid seconds of planks at a time. Now, he did quite a few sets of those. That alone, he said that his abs were just so burned out. In fact, he wasn't even able to get the full 50 seconds in for each set. And he was sore the next day. So the soreness alone, that can definitely retain water. I mean, just like any wound that you create in your body, any bump or bruise, you ever notice that you hit something really hard and that part of whatever the tissue is that got injured, it puffs up? Well, the same thing happens with your muscles. It will draw fluid into the cells. That's what the inflammation process is. It's the good inflammation. It's the kind that will heal your muscles. And that weighs something. It's an excess amount of fluid. Therefore, that excess fluid will weigh something. And yeah, you could easily retain an extra pound from that, depending on what muscles. And you know what? Your ab muscles represent a large amount of muscle tissue. Your core represents a large amount of muscle tissue. I remember a long time ago when this is back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I had an award-winning fitness studio, and I had a client who also happened to have this self-defense studio or a clinic. And I thought, wow, how cool is that? And he said, hey, man, would you ever want to come to one of our classes? I said, yeah, why not? And so what he taught us were these roundhouse kick things. But what he asked us to do was with a partner held a heavy bag. And what I had to do was I had to twist my body so hard and throw my leg into this heavy bag over and over and over again. We did this for like an hour, both sides. And it was the most insane workout on my obliques. It was a ballistic, super hard, intensely aggressive workout that involved twisting the spine. And after it was over, the next day I woke up, my obliques were so sore. They hurt so bad. But when I looked down, now the day before I had this ripped 8-pack. My stomach looked so good. When I looked down, right above my hips, it was like I suddenly developed a muffin top. It just came out of nowhere. In fact, it didn't occur to me what was really going on. I just thought that I suddenly got fat for no reason at all. I thought, what the heck? And I started looking back at everything that I ate. I started looking back. I'm like, is there any possible way that I somehow consumed an abundance of calories? But the reality is this. There's no way that I could eat enough calories to give me a muffin top from fat. In one day, it's just impossible. It is biologically, it's physically impossible. I don't have the space in my stomach. I don't have the ability to create that much body fat in one day. It's biologically impossible to do it. I couldn't even inject that much fat into my body without killing myself. But those were the things that were going through my head. And then I figured it out because after about 2 or 3 days, it went away. I thought, oh, duh. I've never trained my obliques that hard where I created that much microtrauma in them. I got them so sore. I got them so beat up that they were inflamed. My obliques, the muscles that surrounded my waist, they were completely sore. So yeah, they were all puffed out. They looked like a muffin top. So I didn't measure my weight at the time, but obviously I would have been heavier. Just like anybody else would, they would have been heavier. Now this happened, I do measure myself now with other muscle parts, especially if I train legs and my back and I get them really, really sore. I'm going to weigh 2 to 3 pounds heavier over the next few days until the inflammation goes down easily. So those are some things that would count, contribute to any weight gain, especially after a fat loss day. Another thing too, now this is another thing. Now, I got to set the context around you. So this is someone I'm working with. I'm showing him all the vegan stuff, but unfortunately, you know, he's not a vegan and he's eating some non-vegan stuff every now and again. Unfortunately, I'm just having to work with what he has. So I'm showing him what to eat, and obviously I can't stop him from eating whatever he wants. So he decided to have a meal last night before bed that was loaded with chicken broth. Loaded with chicken broth. Now, as gross as that sounds, we have to understand what the big issue with chicken broth is. It's loaded with sodium. Hello, tons of sodium. So you're going to have that as your last meal. On top of that, this was around 6 or 7 p.m., he basically cut out his water intake. So from this point on, you eat a high-sodium meal. You cut out your water intake. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to, I don't know, your level of bloating, water retention? Is it going to go up or down or stay the same? Well, it's going to go up. Have you ever had Indian food? You ever had a big Indian buffet and you feel like you added about 4 or 5 inches to your waist and it didn't go away until the next day? Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. So he woke up this morning at 6 o'clock going, what the heck? I'm a pound heavier. Well, 12 hours before that, he had a big, huge meal loaded with chicken broth, all this sodium-filled chicken broth, no water. Yeah, of course you're going to be bloated. I don't care if it was a fat loss day. Yeah, your cells will draw as much water as they can until they achieve any form of normal balance because you've got way too much sodium in your system. And since you're not putting any additional water in your system, it will retain whatever it can in fluid. So I told him today, I said, listen, man, you're going on a freaking vegan diet. You're going on an extremely high greens diet. Greens, avocados. You're sticking with greens, avocados, and tempeh. The most easily digestible stuff that you possibly can. Stuff that will pull water out of your system. You're going to be drinking about 1.5 to 2 gallons of water today. I want you pissing every hour to get all this excess water out of your system, to get the sodium balance back down to normal. So that your cells don't have to retain all this water anymore. And yeah, you're going to be doing a fat loss workout as well. So I'm going to give them till tomorrow. And you'll watch. What's going to happen is first of all, with all this water and all these good greens that he's going to put in the system, he's going to have a massive bowel movement. And he's going to get rid of a whole lot of excess water that his cells were hanging on to. And I bet you tomorrow he'll be down about 2 to 3 pounds in one day. Yeah, 2 to 3 pounds. Watch. I know this. I know this from experience. This is exactly what happens. In fact, drinking all this excess water, going to the greens, it's a technique that that we typically use, that I use for my clients about a week or so before contest prep, getting all the sodium out. Hyperloading with water before we take the water out of your system again. I've also got them low dosing with tea. That's right, a little bit of caffeine, not a whole lot, but a little bit of caffeine steadily throughout the day will help accelerate that process as well. All we're trying to do is using natural and artificial means to get his sodium balance back in check and get him back into that lean state. And chances are, with all that sodium and stuff, man, he's probably, like I said, he's going to have a massive bowel movement. Anyway. Hopefully you can get what you can out of that little story right there. Hopefully I didn't gross you out. I apologize if I did. Listen, I want to hear from you. A lot of people are leaving messages for me. I'm loving it. I'm answering some emails. When it comes to sending me emails and messages, I am happy to answer them. But I'm going to ask you to try to be as specific as you can, as specific as you can. I had a message come in the other day, which I totally appreciated, but the message, the question was, how do I get ripped and how do I get more muscular? I'm like, that's just not going to be a question that I can answer for you in an email. I don't have the time right now to be able to do that, but what I do recommend that you do is you plug in to all the free resources that I have. Plug in. Plug it to the Vegan Body Revolution fan page where I'm updating, putting up good stuff like every couple hours, every single day. Obviously, plug into the podcast and download the ebook, download the Vegan Muscle Building Guide, download the Leaner, Fitter, Faster, Healthier on a Vegan Diet, watch mybodytransformation.com, watch my entire transformation video series. And then, of course, we've got the paid programs to help you accelerate that even faster. You want to get a lean body really, really fast? Get the 10-Day Tummy Tighter. It's a shredding plan designed from the framework of the diet program of The Biggest Loser Show. I mean, you can't get better than that, right? Veganized, of course. Want to build muscle? Get the Vegan Muscle Project. Show you two ways to build muscle faster than any way possible. Right now, any way that's out there. Build muscle super, super fast, super easy. Well, at least from a simplicity standpoint, it's easy. You just have to do the work. Everything's right there for you at your fingertips. And if you still need help, well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got one spot left. One spot for those of you who are absolutely dead serious about making your body into an absolute masterpiece this year. I've got a mentorship spot, but it's only one. It's only for those of you who are serious. I require a 6-month commitment. It's going to be like I am on your shoulder every minute of the day watching over you. That way you can't make mistakes. That way you stay on track. It's hardcore coaching. Hardcore coaching. It's designed for people who really, really want to get the results, want to get the best results as fast as possible. But it's not for everybody. It's going to be more expensive than any online training program you've ever done because it's not online training. This is mentoring. This is hardcore coaching. But it will be less than hiring a personal trainer 4 times a week. Per month. It is going to be less than that. But I'm going to say that my clients, the ones that my coaching clients say that the value, what they paid for it, they said that the value that you get out of working with me in that capacity, because it's all about me helping you and doing whatever it takes to get you the results that you want. They say it's worth 3 to 4 times what they paid for it. Their words, not mine. If you want to have a chat about that, I'm free for you today. I could talk to you about that. Feel free to give us a call, 1-866-6-GET-FIT, GETFIT, or send me an email or a Facebook message. Either way works. And we've got one day left. Tomorrow's going to be the last day for you to enroll in the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. You can get down here to Austin, Texas. I can work with you live, hands-on. You can see exactly how to create the program, how to understand fat loss right from me. I will teach it to you. It's one of my favorite things I love to teach: fat loss, muscle building, how to maintain the extraordinary physique, and how to bulletproof your health, taught by the vegan medical doctor, the one and only Dr. Brooke Goldner, who is the only female vegan medical doctor who is presenting at the Plant-Based Health Professional Conference in San Diego, alongside Drs. Gregor McDougall, Esselstein, T. Colin Campbell. Pretty amazing honor. Listen, I'm hoping you are having an amazing day. Go out and start a vegan body revolution. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.